I can go through the resume, but just a three-hour show. Let's talk about the Golden Spikes winner at Mississippi State, Olympian, second pick in the 85 MLB draft, six-time All-Star, Gold Glove winner, and on. We welcome in Will Clark. Will, really appreciate the time. How's life treating you and yours these days?
You know what, Steve? It's going really well. I really appreciate you asking. I am one of the special hitting instructors with the Giants. I was just in San Francisco seeing the big club for a little bit. And then now, since I was already on the West Coast, I eased up here to Eugene. This is the first year. This is our affiliate in Eugene. And so wanted to come up, see the team, see the facilities, everything. And it really is really good.
Glad to hear that. You know, I was debating myself, how do you start a conversation with Will Clark? You know, with all you go through to become a major leaguer, you get drafted, you know, you're a couple years in, and now you're in the World Series. It's game three, it's a half hour from the first pitch, and of course, then the earthquake hits. So I got to ask you, where are you at that moment, and how could you put into words what's going through your mind?
Well, you know, I mean, you're fired up to play the game. You know, like you said, we had already played game one and game two in Oakland, and now we're getting ready to do game three in San Francisco. We're going to have 60,000 people in the stadium, and, you know, this is a little bit before game time, right before introductions, you know, when the earthquake came through. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, completely caught everybody off guard, and nobody knew what was going on. Nobody knew what was going to happen. And they wound up, you know, canceling the World Series for 10 days until they got everything back to normal.
You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day who's a diehard Giants fan, and I'm talking going back, he's old enough for the New York Giants, but you won the MVP in that year's NLCS. And for the folks who aren't aware, I mean, you hit 650, you drove in eight runs, and then in the clinching game in the eighth inning, you're facing Mitch Williams with a couple of your guys on the pond. What do you remember about that moment, the pitch you got, and the absolute rope you smoked?
Well, the big thing about that at-bat was, you know, Mitch was one of the, you know, top closers back then, and he made two unbelievable pitches to start out that at bat, and he got me in the hole 0-2. And I just remember, you know, backing up out of the batter's box and taking a deep breath and saying, you know, you got to get in here and stick your face in here and have an unbelievable at bat. And was able to battle for a few pitches, and then got a high fastball and I fouled it straight back. And I said, man, I said that was a pretty good swing right there. Timing was perfect, the whole works. I just missed it. I said, you know, hopefully he'll give me a chance to get on top of that one again. And sure enough, you know, the next pitch was the same high fastball. I was able to get on top of it. And Candlestick, like I said, had 60,000 people in it, and they were going crazy.
Talking baseball with Will Clark. So yeah, I got to ask you once and for all, is it an urban myth, or with your nickname, when you were out of town, did your answering machine really play B.B. King's "The Thrill Is Gone"?
Yeah, believe it or not, Vita Blue, when I was a rookie, he gave me that tape. And he said, here, put this on your answering phone. And so sure enough, I put it on my answering machine, and I literally left town. We went on a road trip, and I came back, and I had like 42 messages. And it was all from my friends. It wasn't anybody I didn't know. It was all from my friends. And they all called up and said the same thing. They're like, we just wanted to listen to the song. We don't want to talk to you. Bye. You know? So I took it off my answering machine because of that reason.
That's awesome. I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the new rule that started this week based on the impact of SpiderTac substances that provide excessive spin. We've had some crazy instances. So what's your thought, Will, on implementing it 70 games into the season? If you like the manager's challenge, just how is this looking to you early on?
You know what? You know, it goes back to the thing with the Astros. You know, we've always tried to find, you know, ways to better the other team. And, you know, whether it be, you know, stealing signs, relaying signs, whatever it is. And, you know, Major League Baseball can try to stop it, but there's going to be something else that's going to pop up. So, you know, problem du jour that the media is going to harp on. But you give it a little bit, it'll die down, and they'll go back to doing something different.
We're talking with Will Clark, special assistant to the Giants in town for the M's homestand. So I mentioned your title with the franchise, but if you could kind of offer some clarity, how long have you been back with the Giants? You get to travel much, and what's your role been this week?
You know what? I actually, after I retired in 2000, I did the same thing for the Cardinals for 3 years. I was like a special assistant. And I spent a few years away, and then the Giants came and got me in 2008. So I've been with the Giants since 2008. I am a special hitting instructor when I am doing, you know, the minor league side of things, and then when I go to the major league side of things, I'll do the hitting stuff during the day, and then during the game, since I'm not a full-time coach, I will go up in the stands and on the suite level or whatever and kind of be a community ambassador. So, you know, my job in San Francisco is twofold, but then when I'm on the road with the team, you know, the minor league teams, I'm just teaching and evaluating.
You know, for the past several years, the Emeralds have been under the Cubby umbrella. It was a terrific relationship. But I know now between San Francisco and Eugene, kind of like sister cities, folks in this town are over the moon. We have so many Giants fans in town. So from the point of view maybe of ownership, the president, Farhan Zaidi, how are we feeling about this new affiliation?
Well, I think the new affiliation is going well. You know, needless to say, the Emeralds have been, you know, in gear for a long time. They were various different organizations, but to, you know, have the Giants, you know, come into town and want to be in town, want to be in Eugene, it's pretty special. The guys right now are playing at the University of Oregon facilities. And I know that there are plans down the road to maybe get their own little field and complex. So we'll see how that plays out. But as of right now, the guys are doing well. They're enjoying the clubhouse and the field and the batting cages and the bullpens and all that the University of Oregon has provided. And you know, it's been a real good partnership so far.
Few final thoughts for Will the Thrill Clark. You know, leading up to this season, nobody really had the Giants challenging the Dodgers or Pods in the West. But here you are, best record in baseball, veteran team. Seems like some of the guys have found the fountain of youth, you know, whether it's Crawford or Buster. What are you liking about the way this team is swinging the bats?
The one thing that I like about swinging the bats is, you know, they're grinding out at bats. They're not making cheap outs. And, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on the other team because they got to execute their pitches better. That's first off. And second off is getting timely hits. You know, if the Giants are down a few runs or whatever, they find a way to get a run here and a run there and sort of chip away at the lead. And, you know, they never think they're out of a game, which is awesome. And, you know, the games that they're ahead, they try to drive the stake in and make sure that the game's over with. So, you know, it's been pretty magical. The pundits, you know, had, needless to say, did not pick them to be anywhere near the top in this division. And, you know, you look almost 3 months into the season, almost halfway into the season, they're in first place and best record in baseball and playing extremely well.
You know, and the pitching, of course. I mean, when you think about Kevin Gausman and fellow righty Anthony DeSclafani and, you know, Johnny Cueto, I mean, the other one, that's a top 1-2 punch in the bigs right now. Andrew Bailey, he's 37 years old, a really young pitching coach. I mean, what about the job he's doing with his staff?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing a great job. You know, Gabe Kapler, you know, brought on a staff. There's quite a few of them. There's like 16 coaches. I mean, we got coaches all over the place. But Andrew Bailey is, you know, in charge of the pitching, and he's doing a real good job of, you know, not only instructing, but also, you know, being one of the guys. And, you know, the pitching staff is really bought into, you know, what he's preaching, and it's shown out here on the field.
And one last thing. I mean, it was supposed to happen, I think, last year. I mean, when you think about getting your number retired for the Giants, you know, Christy Mathewson, Mel Ott, Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, I mean, I think it's rescheduled for next year because they want to make sure they're, you know, the place is packed out to honor you. I mean, when you think about joining that class of the all-time all-timers, what's that mean to you, Will?
That is, you know, and I've told everybody, you know, that's my Hall of Fame. You know, I got drafted as a Giant. I came up with a Giant. I spent, you know, 9 years with the organization. You know, this is the one you grew up with and became an all-star with, and to be honored in such a way that they retire your jersey. There's only been 12 jersey numbers retired since the advent of the Giants organization, and you're talking about all the way back to New York Giants, too. And, you know, just the way the numbers line up, you know, my number's 22, the next number up on the board's 24, Willie Mays, the greatest it's ever been. And so, you know, this, like I said, this is my Hall of Fame, and I'm really looking forward to it. Once the schedule comes out in 2022, we'll pick a date, you know, that's, you know, good for everybody. And like you said, make sure that the Giants pack the house. And we'll do 22 in 22.
Love it. Folks, he's Will Clark. You know, I could talk baseball with you till my grandson graduates high school, and he's just 7. So thanks for spending some time and joining us here. I know many have enjoyed having you in town. Will, wish you continued success. Appreciate the chance to talk. Be well, travel safe, and I hope we can catch up again down the road.
Thank you so much, Steve. Really appreciate it. And, you know, for everybody here in Eugene, thank you for coming out and supporting the Emeralds. I know the guys really enjoy playing in front of the fans that we've had here so far. And come out and enjoy some baseball.
Great guy. What a player. What a competitor. Will the Thrill Clark, man. Just loving it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more 95.3 The Score.